From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Los Angeles is widely known as home to some of the country's most violent street gangs. Now, the L.A. gang culture is being exported to other countries. One of them is El Salvador, where gangsters deported from the U.S. are causing major problems. To fight back, police in El Salvador are swapping information on the gangs with the LAPD. NPR's Mandalit El Barco has more.
I'm standing in the middle of San Salvador in an impoverished concrete condominium surrounded by barbed wire in a barrio called Paraíso, Paradise. On every wall are spray-painted graffiti tags of the Mara Salvatrucha, written in English. In memory of my homeboy Snoop, says one, and an ominous warning, welcome to the Barrio of the Death, MS-13.
Paraíso.
Paradise.
Paraíso gangster.
Gangster's paradise.
Josue Ramirez is 29 years old and a member of the MS, the Mara Salvatrucha. He says homeboys from L.A.'s Pico Union area introduced the gang lifestyle to El Salvador beginning in the 1990s. They send us the most corrupt gang members here from the U.S., complains street vendor Mayra Mejia. Every week, plane loads of deported gang members arrive from L.A. The country is tired of the gangs, sighs Marta Arevalo, who lives in one of the city's nicer neighborhoods. The Salvadoran National Police estimate there are now more than 12,000 deported and homegrown gang members in the country, responsible for 40% of all homicides. To fight them, police have used what President Tony Saca calls the mano dura, the strong hand approach, and the super mano dura. From a rickety pickup truck, police inspector Eliseo Leyva surveys a neighborhood called Iberia. School-aged children run through the streets, whistling as the police approach. Leyva says the kids are known as antennas or spies. He walks us to a nearby open field where he says gangbangers regularly dump their victims. Last year, police found 10 bodies buried here.
Pueden existir todavía restos de personas.
Abajo de nosotros.
Abajo de nosotros pueden haber restos.
Beneath our feet could be more bodies, says Leyva. Then he runs down the latest crime trends.
El pandillero ya se modernizó.
The gangs have modernized. Instead of going out in public, they use cell phones to extort store owners. People are too scared to report the death threats to the police.
Leyva is the man in charge of the Super Mano Dura, which has military soldiers patrolling the streets with national police. Leyva denies that his officers are abusive, but he says they are at war with the gangs.
Gracias al plan Super Mano Dura.
Thanks to the plan Super Mano Dura, we've identified and photographed all the known gang members into a national data bank.
Leyva says he welcomes any new investigative tools or tactics the LAPD can share, but he adds that what would help the most is if the U.S. would stop deporting so many of its criminals to El Salvador. Under the Mano Dura, gang members have been swept into prisons such as Ciudad Barrios, a 2.5-hour drive from the capital. The prison is overcrowded with members of the MS, their faces, arms, and bellies covered with tattoos. They play soccer on a concrete courtyard painted with a logo of the LA Lakers. Most of them have playful nicknames.
Dracula.
Dracula? 32-year-old Vladimir Antonio Arevalo Chavez is in prison on drug charges.
Queriendo erradicar a homeboys.
He says the national police are out to eradicate and even exterminate his homeboys. The new international dragnet is equally worrisome for ex-Angelinos like Snoopy, Armando Martinez, who was deported to El Salvador after serving time in prison in the U.S. An assault conviction in San Salvador landed him here.
What do you think the Salvadoran police can learn from the L.A. police and what the L.A. police can learn from the Salvadoran police in terms of the gangs?
From each other, they're not going to learn nothing good. Because they're both dirty.
Martinez, who's 38, says he remembers the crooked cops he encountered at L.A.'s Rampart Division, who scandalized the department by framing gang members.
Same thing is happening in El Salvador. They go to my house, they don't find nothing, but they want to take me to jail. They put a hand grenade or drugs or something, saying they found that on my house.
Back in Paraíso, Josue Ramirez cautions that a new generation is coming up. And he says the super mano dura has driven the gangs to come up with new tactics.
We have to study the police like they study us. We're adapting to survive. No more tattoos. We have to hide. We don't want to lose any more homeboys. We have to keep defending the Mara.
La Mara Salvatrucha.
He says he doubts that there's anything really that the police in El Salvador or Los Angeles could ever do to completely eliminate the gang, and he declares MS por vida, MS for life. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, San Salvador.